The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to talk about, well, people. You see, as long as we're going to be working alongside other people, well, we're going to occasionally get on each other's nerves. It doesn't make us bad people. It makes us human. A while back, I wrote a column that seemed to strike a nerve with lots of folks, and in it, I explained that I had spent the previous week participating in an expensive retreat that highlighted the challenges small groups of people usually face while spending considerable time blocks of each day in close proximity to each other. Now, lots of other folks have recently participated in these types of interpersonal stress dynamics experiments. The scientific name for these trials is family vacations. I couldn't help but think about all the times I've spoken to groups about the dynamics of people working together in close quarters for extended periods. Now, granted, this was a vacation, right? You're not working on vacation, right? Yeah, right. Parents who've recently vacationed with their family know what I'm talking about. Now, believe me, we had a fantastic time. It may have been the best vacation we've ever taken. My kids are old enough to be mini adults, but still young enough to actually want to be around us. It's a great time to be alive. Yet there were any number of times during the week in which everyone on Team Martin was on everyone else's last nerve. You can have nothing to do but have fun and still end up aggravated, agitated, perturbed, or flustered about something when you're always in each other's company. I found myself marveling during one particularly spirited interaction with my family as we tried to get a picture taken in front of a beautiful backdrop. As everyone, and me included, sniped at everyone else, I thought, wow, here I am with the people I love and care for the most in the world, in front of some of God's most beautiful work. And I'd like to toss every one of these guys in that ocean right now. And yes, I'm sure the sentiment was mutual. Now, my point is that many people seem to think that if you regularly become frustrated with coworkers whom you work shoulder to shoulder with all day long, well, you just must work with jerks. No, you don't. You work with humans. Now, that doesn't mean that chronically bad attitude people should simply be tolerated. Few things bring a team's morale down more than unchecked malcontents. But as long as we're working closely along with other humans, things are going to occasionally become testy. Work isn't always a vacation. Heck, vacation isn't always a vacation. Big jobs, long hours, and tight quarters sometimes lead to stress and frustration and impatience. Breathe. Think of something funny. Go for a walk in your store. Call it aisle time if you want, even if it's more, I need to step away from the branch for a mental health moment walk. That doesn't mean you have a toxic work environment. It means that you and your team are, well, normal people. But also understand that the mood and demeanor you exhibit in your branch greatly influences the mood, demeanor, and actions of coworkers and even customers. One of my favorite quotes of all time is from the great Peter Drucker. He said, "Manners are the lubricating oil of organizations." I suggest that he was spot on with that observation. I'd also suggest that a little humor and maybe a little patience keep the gears turning as well. An improved branch culture might just be one cheerful employee away. Try to be that employee today. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.